Danny Cumberland.
Excused.
Alan Starnes. Shirley Brown.
Here.
Jack Foster Jr. Rita Gunderson.
Here.
Brett Washington.
Here.
Very good. We do have a quorum. We will slide right along to approval agenda, and we do have a couple additions this evening. I know there's a couple things went out on our packet. We'll be adding one more item onto that, and I'm sorry for the folks that missed it this afternoon, but I don't know. You have an 8 and a 9. We're adding a 10, so I will entertain a motion to approve amended agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda with new items under new business, number 8, long-term disability quote, number 9, travel after repairs quote, and number 10, FB Dolphin damages settlement agreement and release.
Very good, thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Marita. Any other discussion? Not hearing any. Roll call, please.
Jack? Shirley?
Yes.
Alan? Grant?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. We'll be moving right along to the consent agenda. One item this evening is the minutes of the regular meeting on April 14th of 2015. What are the council's wishes? Everybody had a chance to go through? Okay, a little silence.
The consent. I make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Okay, motion's been made by Rayette to approve the consent agenda. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Marita. Any other discussion? Not hearing any. Roll call, please.
Shirley?
Yes.
Jack? Alan? Marita?
Yes.
Grant?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Motion carries. We're going to move right along to our reports this evening. Number one on the list is the finance officer, and Krista, the floor is yours.
Raw fish tax for March was $88,220.14. Sales tax revenue was $103,569.93. There's bank balances and expenditure and revenue that landed in. Any questions on anything?
Questions?
Really quiet around here.
Yeah, we're really quiet today. Questions for Krista? Anybody from the phone land? Alan? Okay, thank you. Jack? Okay, very good. Any questions from the board? Not hearing any. Very good. Thank you, Krista. We're going to move right along to our administrator's report. And Andy, the floor is yours.
Okay. You want me to just stop?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do that. Thanks. Good evening. The first item on the report is we got a rough timeline from Alaska DOT of the dock replacement project, and you can see it in front of you. Hopefully, as early as next month in June, we'll have design funding in place to start replacing the dock. And have a consultant hired to start the project development portion in July, and all those items will take about a year to do the design and environmental documents. And again, we're still going to, as we go along through this design process, see if we can maybe keep the existing dock structure and have just a double dock base space to have 200 and some feet of dock base space. And DOT was receptive to that, so we'll see how it goes in the design process. But anyway, still good news in this era of state government that they're committed to moving forward on this sort of project. So there's the timeline. Best case scenario, I have it all done by fall of next year. No, fall of 2017. It'll take some fuel construction to take a while. I'm applying for a USDA grant to it's really called a master plan for drinking water, wastewater, solid waste, and stormwater. I didn't really include that point in there because we don't have really a stormwater issue in Tampa, but maybe, you know, that's something to investigate as we go through anyway. Which is kind of timely because Dave and Alan and the guys in Public Works have been putting together a big list. We're going to do some work this coming up this summer in Little Snack, it sounds like. A list of capital projects and needs and things like that with water and wastewater. And really even solid waste, they'll look at the landfill, assess the life of that, and kind of unsure really what the landfill situation is or what expansion needs might be. But it's, so I sent out an RFP to at least get some cost estimates from some engineers, and that's due next week. And then we'll know exactly what the sort of grant amount we'll be asking for from USDA is. And we'll take a 25% match from the city, but I talked to ANTHC, I might talk to AHA even, to see about helping out with the match, some others around town, but I think that'll be good to have a master plan, since we've been kind of figuring out what we want to do with our capital project needs in those areas moving forward. We'll have our insurance and liability done here in a week or two, moving forward with that.
Hello.
I might stop there.
I couldn't get out of the library. Yeah. I had a baby throw up on me, so I had all kinds of issues. But I made it.
Well, who is that stranger?
Surprise!
Well, they're not always what you expect, I guess.
No.
Well, very good, Marta. I'm glad to see that you made it.
Yeah.
We do have a few council members on the table. They're on the telephone. So we do have a bunch here, but I'm glad you could make it down because they wanted to ask you some questions about the job that we need to take care of up at the at the library. What do you think about that?
I recommend him for the summer to let Kimberly do the job until the first week of August, and then you guys should post it out for anyone to selecting it. She can do the same thing what she done last summer, first open a couple hours the library, and then the gym after it, she closes up the library for doing that in the summer, and then she don't wish to work after that. Just going to keep her job gym attendant for the fall, so that job should be opened up nicely for anyone to grab.
Okay.
And, I just kind of saying it for ahead of the time, it's right away in September, going to do one of the big grants to maintain a 7,000 or 6,700, whatever, state cutting for that, for new people to support that program to be open on library and a computer lab for our community. I know it's it costs a lot more, but every year that this comes, and that has to be taken care of.
Well, very good. Well, right on to the real reason why we have you here, Martha.
Yeah.
I'm sure things have slipped, but today we are going to have a proclamation. I'm going to read all this through so you have to endure.
Mm-hmm.
But there will be a Martha Day, a Martha Varga Day. I would like to read the whole thing to you.
Okay.
And it says, whereas teaching the children of our community is a noble profession, and whereas to teach with enthusiasm, energy, and compassion, truly to inspire and interact with students is a gift shared by few. And whereas for the past 31 years, Martha Varga has devoted her time and energy to the Aleutian East Borough School District, and the past 15 years to the city of Sandpoint as a night librarian and computer lab technician. And whereas Ms. Varga helped Sandpoint's library become a vital community institution full of modern technology tools and a wonderful collection of books and reading materials. And whereas Martha has also enriched the lives of those who have had the good fortune to know her. And whereas the community's beloved Hungarian librarian is preparing for a well-deserved retirement after her many decades of service. Now, therefore, I, Glenn Gardner Jr., Mayor of the City of Sandpoint, Alaska, do hereby proclaim May 13, 2015, as Martha Varga Day in Sandpoint, Alaska. We would like to thank Martha for enriching the lives of the I'll Come Down of the many students, residents, and budding young readers that she has interacted with over the years, and we appreciate her tireless enthusiasm for education and for helping to make the city of Sandpoint a better place.
Thank you.
How do we do this?
How do we do this?
Okay, wait, we need to take those off.
Thank you.
Cheese. Okay. Well, hang on. We don't end there.
Oh, this is beautiful.
We want to give her a key to the city.
I will be back. Of course.
Okay, get a couple by yourself too.
Oh, I don't want to be.
Cheese.
You sexy woman.
Thank you. Oh,
we'll have to come visit.
Thank you. Promise to come back.
This is the council. Yeah. But I'd like to say thank you for the continuous support of the relationship between our school and the community. This is not happening very many places, a very few unique places. Well, we call this in a library work, is a combined library situation, and it's a continuous struggle to maintain that relationship with all kind of contracts and changing supervisors and superintendents and mayors. But from this group of people, from the city of Sandpoint, I never had a problem with a continuous support to buying the computers or buying a scanner or doing all kind of other stuff. But we did for our kids a movie program or, well, many, many things what happened, and a summer really art program what we were trying. And it's a very few library who can maintain and afford the beautiful magazine collection, and we got every month new books coming to us, and now I asked for a little bit juice of a DVD program, so people, there is a lot of people who doesn't have the money to getting some movies and beautifully circulating, they're waiting for something else. I said, well, come on, this is not our main business. Get some books first or read the magazine. So coming to read the paper and checking out is always a compliment, and I always telling them, this summer I have not done it, but previous summers I've done it for over 10 years. It's nothing but a compliment for our city and for the board to be able to come for such a beautiful library and having somebody who can help them to find their way to wherever they're going, and finding people to find their way out of the island or making them reservations or finding another job. That's what I like to see in the future for the people who are ever going to take that evening job, to have that ability and the helping hands, to no matter what, the people are going to come in very, very stinky clothes and enormous odor, but they need help. And that's all public libraries, the beauty of the United States of America. All the people who uses the public library is for people who don't have it on their own budget, or they don't have the device, or they can't make a resume, or they don't know where to find another job, and this process is gone over here, and they don't speak English, and on and on and on. I mean, it's challenges occurring here, not every day, but every week, at least a couple of times. And don't be afraid to ask that person to ask help. Find the revenue to ask for help. I didn't came to this profession to knowing anything, but I learned to ask help, and I find my way to help people when they needed it. So I would like to say again to thank you for the support and maintain a beautiful relationship with our library. And I think I got it from a QTT tribe, it's Tiffany who handles that MLS grant, which is every year we're going to get for $7,000 for basically, it should be for native books, because their community don't have their own library. So I find the best that I could do fine, but I'm enriching our kids, which is sometimes not read about Eskimos or their Aleut ancestors, but books that they like to read, and that's how they get their beautiful collection. And just going to come probably this week, another $3,000 worth of book is coming to them. So that's all I'd like to say, and thank you again, and you guys really made my day. I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow.
I spell.
Thank you for trying to keep it
Thank you. Appreciate you coming. Okay, very good. I hope that came out all right. Okay, very good, Andy. We'll just jump right back at you. And
we do a ceremony every month. It's the meeting.
Yeah, that was good.
A lot of keys to give
them. Yeah.
That's really cool. Okay, just a few more items to go through. Are you guys still on the phone? Still got you. We'll see you.
Very good, thank you. That turned out really nice. Marta is all tickled. Watch out for tomorrow, Marta Varga Day, so it's going to be happening all day.
Goulash everywhere.
Yeah.
Pancit.
What's that?
Pancit.
Oh, is that
her special request was pancit.
Is that that chicken and noodle dish?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Cool. Can't wait.
Okay. Right. So that's noon lunch tomorrow up at the school, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 11. Sorry, Andy, I'm really...
It's 11.
It's 11.
Oh, it is 11?
11 noon.
Oh, okay.
11 noon. All right.
Sorry, Andy.
No problem. A good moment. The next item was, there's an item under the FYI, so the King Crab Rehabilitation Project across the state the last few years, the university, NOAA, Fish and Game, some CDQs and others have been taking in some crab broodstock eggs, essentially, and hatching them in the Seward hatchery, and then releasing them around Kodiak and the Pribilofs in hopes of rehabbing the king crab stocks that used to be in those areas. I met with that group a couple times last week, and they're interested in making Sandpoint maybe their next research area, because they're just like Kodiak, there was a king crab fishery here in the 80s. It went away, but they're interested in seeing if they can't try to rehab the stocks here in Sandpoint, too. So, getting weird out there. But anyway, I'll continue the dialogue with them. I just, this week, wanted to get some information. I got some Donnie and the mayor and some a few others around the harbor to discuss where king crab used to be around Sandpoint and in the future if they want to grab some broodstock and maybe do the same rehabilitation project with juveniles that they've been doing in Kodiak, and it's been successful the last season that they've done the research. We'll look into that as well. It could be a good project for Sandpoint. The next item related to the quarry, I'll let the mayor discuss that one. Then the finance, I said during the workshop, you know, we were discussing the workshop today that we all sort of agree that we could be doing a little bit better than what we're getting in AM Lift. So I think in June, I'll just do some research, maybe reach out to Alaska USA since they're an in-state bank, or, you know, find an in-state bank or credit union that has the best rate that we can get, and see what $100,000 or $200,000 deposit would look like for maybe a year, year and a half. Nothing too risky, but something that will definitely get us a few $1,000 more than we're getting with AMLIF. And then maybe after a year or 2 years, the AMLIF rates will be a little more favorable, and it might work out. But, you know, something that $100,000 or $200,000 is something we can sustain quite easily for the city, and would be pretty easy to do if we open a CD. And the last two items related to health plan and long-term disability, we have on the agenda later, so I'll just leave it at that to discuss later.
Thanks, Andy. Questions for Andy? Anybody on the phone? Okay, thanks, Alan. Okay, with that, we'll go ahead and move on. I'll just quickly, Andy touched on, we chatted a little bit at the last meeting about the possibility of some sort of way to deal with the rock quarry up there, and it came to our attention that a thing happened in the past that they ended up buying a section and then were able to use it for certain projects. So we did float a letter to the Alley Corporation. I did receive a call after our workshop this afternoon from Melvin Smith, and they are receptive to the idea. So I'll give them another jingle tomorrow to see where the groundwork goes, and we will pursue it as far as we can. We did complete the survey. The final will be ready within probably a week to 10 days. Turned out really nice. The little preliminaries that we've been seeing, Andy and I got a little bit of the digital thing. It's amazing what they can do up there and what it looks like after. So, and they're able to tell us, too, because we did the whole lot, as we discussed before. If we have to, they can talk about what, you know, quantities are there if we need be. So that turned out well, and I will get on the horn with Melvin tomorrow, and we'll see where that goes, and we'll move forward. So another thing, I'll just chat a little bit about the harbor. Moon's out of town, and Raymond was able to visit with us this afternoon. There was a little bit of and you might touch on it too, but we repaired a leak down there, one of the where the main water goes into the center. I think it's B float, I think it is, or whatever. We had some corrosion and whatnot, and the flange broke and actually fell off, and we were pouring. I'm not sure what the quantity was of the day. Did you have a guesstimate?
It was about 80,000 gallons.
80,000 gallons a day we were pumping into the
house. 80,000 a minute.
Yeah. So, but anyway, we were able to, we got a diver. Alex is in town, so we were able to get that repaired. So that leak stopped, and we're not draining the reservoir. So that was a good thing. The other deal that we're working on, as you guys can see as you came in, the repairs on the building are going very well. We're probably about 3/4 of the way done. We had severe leaks on the section by the old gym over there. And if you ever had gone in the back door, it looked pretty scary. But we have it all repaired. The new pitch is on, and she's not leaking. It's all dried up, and we're about 3/4 of the way done with the main roof. So that should be done next nice day or so. So hopefully you'll stop up the other leaks that we're having in the main building. That side of the building was in bad shape, so we'll be pretty much done with that one. And but anyway, that's about it with me. We're going to move right along. We'll move on to Department of Public Safety. And Dave, the floor is yours. Okay. That was my next one. Let me stop. My apologies. John's out of town, too. I forgot that everybody disappeared. And his report is in the packet. If you have questions, you can just give me a jingle after meeting, or if you have some here now, but apologize, Dave. He is going to be back in a couple days. He's going to get some of his belongings on the ferry, and he will be scooting back this way. So he does have a full report in the packet, so if you have questions, just go ahead and ask me, and we'll move on with that. And sorry about that, Dave. Public Works Director will have the floor and turn it over
to
you.
Good evening. We were real busy last month. It was a pretty good month. We did a bunch of grading. We swept roads, plowed snow twice. We worked in the rock pit, cleaning it, moving stuff around. We helped Western Marine came in, Jozak. We helped him load his barge as far as working off some of the equipment they gave us, and that's all done. We fueled buildings twice. We tuned up our waste oil furnaces. John completed an 8-hour refresher Hazwalker class. We picked up trash during the cleanup. We're currently down 2 employees right now. Back down to 2 employees. 1 employee came in on a plane today. As far as landfill, we hauled trash away from the dumpsters. Picked up trash bags during city cleanup last week, which was a real good success. It was a lot of garbage went up there. As far as recycle center, we finally got the enclosure and stuff for VFD, so Alan's working on it currently to get the ferrocrusher pressure up and running over at the recycle center. And as far as water sewer, we had to do some work in the upper pump house as far as our hydrostatic tank, which is the air pressure, the pressurized portion of our system. We've been working on locates for shutoff valves for delinquent homeowners. We pumped out the lift stations once a month, and we already did that for the month. That was good to go. And as far as the harbor, Glenn touched on it, that, I don't know, Alan, are you still there? Yeah, the flange between B and C where we made our connection, all of the washers got ate away, and the flange became loose and blew out the gasket.
I heard about that.
Okay. Just letting you know, we're trying to figure out at this point in time why he did it, so.
When we put that together, we were kind of long, and we put a stack under, you know, as I recall, they were, you know, left.
Jerry Galvin, I said, look tonight.
Oh, okay.
Shorter bolts in this time, so hopefully.
Yeah, shorter and stainless, so. Okay. But something's down there eating stuff.
Yeah.
That's all I have.
Okay, great. Thanks, Dave. Questions for Dave? Any from the phone?
The inbound is pretty new. I mean, we're still really hot, or is that just a similar metal acting?
Well, we're not sure, Jack. That's that was our first thought, and I'm going to probably hopefully be getting pulled out here within the week or whatever, and I'll see how my boat reacted this year. I usually can tell if the harbor's hot or not from usually just where my boat sits, right a little ways away from there. And if it's been hot, I usually don't have any zincs left. So we'll have a little, we'll be able to look at that here and see what comes of that next week or so. Sure.
I've done under the boats this winter, every panels look inactive, you know. Not near used to be.
Okay, well that's good news. So we'll see what happens here. Does that kind of answer your question, Jack?
Kind of concern then, you know, but yeah, we'll be able to tell. I just, you know, I know that you know, so I'll keep it short.
Okay, thanks, Jack. Thanks, Alan. One more thing, and Andy, I don't know if this is coming up, but you are looking into that, what was that thing again for the...
Oh, remote?
Yeah, the remote.
Remote utility monitoring.
Yeah.
We touched on that last month.
Yeah, he's still following up on that, and part of that is if that all works and everything, you won't have to do that, what is that, default?
Oh, the ground fault.
The ground fault thing, so...
Yeah, you can do ground fault monitoring at the pedestal
still,
level.
Yeah. So that'll be another level that we can check things out, Jack. Okay, well, very good. If there aren't any other questions for Dave, thanks. Again, I touched on the harbor thing. One more deal I'd like to add to the harbor is, and Andy's been down there today and kind of taking a look at that, but we have an issue on the sea float, I do believe, is I think we may have lost a billet, and the corner of one of the floats it's where the transition plates are, so it's dropped on one corner, so the plate, transition plate, is sticking up like this, and it's about a 2-inch gap, or maybe 3, and it's just an accident waiting to happen. Someone's going to get their foot caught in there and land on their head. So we got that, it's corded off now, and I think there's a cone in front of it, and so no one trips over that, but Andy's going to take a look at that, and we'll try to get that addressed, and I think we need to add another billet under that one corner. But just a little update on the harbor. And Moon's going to be out for another, I think he called yesterday, looking like another 2 weeks or into maybe 4 weeks into June. Gesundheit. But anyway, and then the water's thick, so that's just a couple down at the harbor, and they're busy moving boats. It's if you're out and around, you'll notice that one or two is going up daily. Big ones, the bigger boats. So we're definitely moving. Oh, and thank you. The bathroom's about, I'd say, 60% completed, and Andy was in there today. And if you guys have a chance, I mean, not that you want to look at a bathroom, but he's doing a fantastic job. I'm just shocked. It's got all that the new material that you can actually, you know, if you had, you can hose it off. And it's he's doing an excellent job. And all new fixtures and everything. So that'll be up and running before summer. With that, we're going to move right along to our student representative. And Colton Mack is here, and he's going to fill us in on what's happening up at the school.
All right, and Bill Nick has helped me with doing spring leagues. So I'll start off here. Student Council did a NYO day on April 10th. That went really well. We had Student Council and whoever, Justine and Clavin helping us. They were in NYO. We showed all the kids how to do six of the NYO events. For the first couple hours, they were going through learning every single event, and then they went and had lunch and came in for another hour, and they had competitions inside their classes. It was fun. Yeah, so that, I think that went really well. Do that again next year.
Mm-hmm. Good.
We had prom. We worked on that for a while. The theme was Enchanted Evening. It was pretty awesome. There were lots of couples there, actually. A lot of people danced. It was fun.
Good.
Yeah. And
the old days.
Yeah.
A lot of people were getting out there for a while.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to hear.
Then at the little kids prom, the King Cobras were here too, so they were able to go run around there too. It was fun.
Very good.
Everyone had fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Student Council's been continuing doing staff appreciation. We give them a little certificate saying that we appreciate what you do around here, give them some baked goods. We got a special one coming up for someone.
Mm, very good.
Yeah. And we did our elections. Next year, I will be the president. Vice president will be Madison. Secretary and treasurer will be Dantezza. And the social chair will be Joseph.
Yep. Okay, so I got the new lineup all ready to go.
Yeah. We'll do our representatives at the start next year.
Yeah.
Some school events that happened were me and Justina went to NYO from the 26th to April 26th to 29th, I think. It was at Alaska Airlines there. It was awesome.
It is nice.
Yeah.
Brand new
arenas. Really awesome, yeah. I did most of the events there was, since I could, since there was only one boy and one girl, one boy and one girl could compete in all the events from the school, so I competed in all the events I could, and Justina did. The best events I did were Neil Jump and Indian Stick Pole. Yeah, Justina did good in the Eskimo Stick Pole, and what was the other one she did? And I think she did pretty good in 1 foot, actually.
Very good.
Yeah. I did 1 foot, too. I got 84 inches.
That is good.
That's my record.
Yeah. You didn't get any of that. That's good.
Yeah, an awesome experience. It's good to have the school send stupid people out instead of them having to get the state record or close to the state record. It's fun. And then we also had the sports banquet on the 28th. That went really well, I think. They handed out all the awards for all the sports. It was a good show up and potluck and awesome. Yeah.
That was good.
Food was good. Yeah. And there was also cleanup day. I think everyone had fun there. It was a beautiful day out for it, and all the kids had fun there too.
Yeah, it was a good turnout. Like Dave said, lots of garbage was collected.
Yeah, it was nice around here. Yeah. We also had Jumpstart Basketball. I was coaching that, and I coached the second and third graders one day, and then the fourth, fifth, sixth graders the next day. We did that all through April, and then the fourth, fifth, sixth graders had games against King Cove on the 25th, I think, 25th, while they were here. And that was pretty fun. We played two games. We only played two games to work around prom and graduation. We won the first one in overtime, like 43-40. We were down by like two, and Steven hit up from the room and got it back and made it. Pretty awesome. Second game, King Cove beat us, so they played man-to-man defense, and our kids didn't know what to do. That was my fault there, I guess.
Practice makes perfect.
Yeah. You know, I gotta work out for next year. It's fun. Yeah, no one was my advisor for coaching.
Mm-hmm.
I had a fun time, they had a fun time.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. We also had Spring League basketball during April. I hosted that also. Me and Joyquist ran that. It was fun. We did games all throughout April, Monday, Friday, and Sunday. And we had three games a day mostly.
Yeah, it was busy.
Yeah. We started out with five teams, ended with four teams, due to people traveling and not showing up sometimes stuff. It was fun. Tried to participate this time though.
Well, I think you lost most of them left town, I think, before they could play. So
yeah.
They were a little earlier on moving their crew.
Oh yeah. So we can get them up there next year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure they will.
Yeah. But that was fun. Yeah, we had a tournament at the end and the red team won. Blue team got second place. It was fun.
Good.
And we also had graduation. I think that went really well, too. It seemed well organized. All the seniors looked like they were ready to go. And they had a good time. And some upcoming events. We got the spring concert on Thursday. Finals are coming up. Beach Day's coming up. And school's out on the 21st.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah.
Then it's time to go to work.
Yep.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Do we have questions for Colton about the school? Go ahead, Andy.
How many graduating class?
There were six graduates. Three boys and three girls.
Yeah, actually a little bigger than normal. We got some bigger ones coming than some smaller ones, though. But
mm-hmm. My class is 11.
Yeah.
Overall, that's cool.
You're junior next year?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Very good. Other questions for Colton?
Not a question, Rhea. More of a comment.
Sure.
I like the fact that you're working with the younger kids. I think it's really good to have the high school and older kids working with younger kids. It's a good example for them. Something that they can be excited about. Something they can relate to because you're a student also rather than always just adults. So good job.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, I think you're right. I think it's important when they see one of the, you know, the basketball players is working with us. You know that. So it does go a long way. So that is good. I'm glad you guys are doing that.
Yeah, it's fun.
Any other questions? Anyone online? Okay, not hearing any. Thanks, Colton. And I guess we'll see you next month. Our summertime, do you slide away?
I think.
We'll be in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Thanks. We appreciate you doing this.
I hope you
guys keep that up, and it's good to hear what's happening in our local school.
Yeah, if I come in here again next year.
Yeah, okay. Well, very good. Thanks again, Colton. We're going to jump on into hearings, ordinance, and resolutions. Of course, number one we've taken care of is Marta Varga Day, which is tomorrow. Number two is our ordinance 2015-03. It's our FY 2016 City of Sandpoint budget, and we'd like to put it on the floor for first reading. Did you want to comment at all, or shall we just move forward, Andy?
I can make some.
Well, if you want to, otherwise we can.
Comments. Just one thing I will say is revenue side. I try to be conservative based on fishing years lately. Dropped it down. Let's see, about 25%. Took off a couple $100,000 in fish tax and another $50,000 in sales tax, and then tried to. You know, so those two big things, a little drop of revenue sharing, building a budget on that. Now, if fishing is good, everything just helps flow from that, so things will, you know, our accounts will be in better shape. But taking those couple things into account, we definitely cut back in some areas. But also got a chance to talk to Dave, Alan, Rooney, and John, and we'll keep working about the department needs and include those in here as well. So we'll talk in more detail next month.
Yeah. Good. I think we're not the only ones that are in this boat. We just had a school board meeting and just floated our first reading for the school board budget, and it's taken a huge hit. So we're kind of all in the same boat, and the school board's going to be knocking on the borough's door But I'm glad to see we're all tightening up a little bit, and we hope for the best. We need some volume this summer is the end of the day. So, with that, I'd entertain a motion to put the ordinance on the floor for the first reading. I'm sorry, go ahead, Rhea.
Okay, I'll make a motion to put the budget ordinance on the floor for the first reading. What number is it?
It's 2015-03.
2015-03 on the floor for the first reading.
Okay, motion's been made by Rayette. Do I have a second? Second by Shirley for the first reading of our 2016 Sandpoint budget. Is there any other discussion? Go ahead, Rayette.
Questions?
Sure.
As I was looking through here, and we're talking about the rock crusher stuff, did I overlook, or is that in? Is it separate, or is it added? Just because I know that between salaries and equipment that's going to be needed and stuff like that, that the money has to.
Not to say this afternoon we chatted about, we're working with BDS and what's her name again?
Arena
is going to help us, and we're going to be changing after, I think we're closed out, there will be different sections added, departments.
We're changing our accounts, like
how do you
all the accounts, because they weren't set up properly.
Yeah.
It's so, a big job.
So, you're asking specifically is crossing operations taken into account?
Yeah, in this budget. Right?
Well, we put it under public works.
It's presently falling in public works, but there will be, as this thing moves forward, and especially if something happens with it there, it will have its own section.
Own layout.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because, partially why I'm asking is because I have conversations with public works sometimes, and I know that they need a new truck, another new vehicle, or a vehicle for their department.
We've been
chatting about
that.
And I'm looking at, the $55,000 for their equipment and trying to figure out where, you know.
Well, as you know, we had a broken piece already, a motor, which is sitting in Seattle as we speak. But yes, those things are definitely addressed, and we are still covered in the present. We do have enough money in the funds, but presently it's included under public works.
Yeah, it's a pretty hard thing to budget.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because we lost a $25,000 cat motor last year. It wasn't budgeted. It ended up going through an amendment and general fund.
In long term, if this were actually, say, especially if the city got the land and a quarry operation were an ongoing thing, it would need some enterprise fund.
Yeah,
exactly. And then that would take a council action to
approve
enterprise fund, just like we have before.
Right, it would be just another entity level off the public works.
But at this point, I think it's a little premature, but we'll just have to see cleaning up crushing a lot and selling it. It's,
Well, and part of the other reason why I was asking is because the budget, how it reflects, is somewhat similar to the previous year, and you add all that extra in there, and very little extra in
here. Actually, Dave was the one guy we hadn't
talked about. So, I mean, those are my concerns.
Yeah, and you're right, it could easily go over budget because of something that may happen to equipment or something.
Well, not that, it's the addition to it. Is
the extra fuel.
The extra fuel, the extra operator, the extra equipment needed to operate.
We'll probably amend the budget once we decide we are going to start the business. Because right now we don't have anything.
Yeah.
So you don't want to just start creating accounts.
Yeah, unless
when
we have something actually happening.
Fix the accounts right now.
Yeah, I misspoke. Dave was the one in the department head that we haven't gotten together and discussed the budget. So instead we do it after this first meeting. Kind of
okay.
And then we can
a little more detail.
We'll need to decide what projects you're going to do. I mean, water, sewer, there's still a lot to talk about.
Right.
Basically, need to get the first reading on the floor.
Right. Any other questions? Good point, though. Anything from Alan or Jack?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thanks, Jack. Are you still with us, Alan? Okay. Okay. With that, not hearing any other discussion, roll call, please.
Brad?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Alan? Jack?
Okay, very good. FY16's budget is out for first reading, so if anybody has comments on time, you can come back and we'll take those into account too. So, with that, we're going to move on to old business, harbor mediation. And Andy, I'm going to throw that right back at you.
Okay. I hope Jack and Alan got an email earlier about, let's see. Nope, those are some of the other items. So we talked last month about harbor mediation with R&M regarding the floats. It's funny that subject came up again. So, just to recap real quick, the issues we had in the harbor last year with all of the lack of billets and flotation, back and forth with URS, the Harbor Design, Earth, and they're now known as AECOM, they got bought by a multinational corporation. And R&M was the construction administrator for that project. So AECOM was willing to meet with the city in mediation. R&M said, no, what we'll do is we'll just forget the last invoice we sent you and we'll walk away. They don't want to go into mediation. So I included a little bit. There are two options here that we have for Brooks, the city attorney. One is, okay, just agree to that with R&M, write out the invoice, and then go into mediation with AECOM, who used to be URS. Sort out our little settlement with AECOM and see how that goes. Or alternatively, we could settle, you know, a little bit separately with AECOM and or draft a complaint with R&M. Say, all right, the strategy is to have a jury here in Sandpoint. You can take your case to us. Really, this is just a, you know, kind of get a reaction, get a dialogue on them in the hopes that we can still go into mediation. Hopefully they'll want to avoid coming to the same point and have a jury full of community members explaining. Really, I mean, we laid out the reasons why they were not adequate in providing the construction administration the billets looking like, or the quotes looked all cockeyed when they left the job. So those are the two options there. And we discussed earlier in the workshop today that option number two, just for the minimal amount of resources, and if we can help maybe create a response and a dialogue and hope to encourage them to go into mediation, that might be a strategy to undertake. So those two options, one we talked about a little more in detail with number two.
Right. And I, personally, I would suggest that we go with number two. It'll cost the city $500, and I think it may reap the most benefit. And if we can get them to the table with that gesture, and it'll cost $500 with lawyer's time and effort. What are the council's thoughts? Does that sound okay with everybody? Okay. I will need a motion to authorize the city attorney to draft the complaint letter to R&M, if that's okay.
I'll make a motion to authorize the city attorney to draft the complaint letter to R&M with the jury trial in Sandpoint set for a future date.
Very good. Motion made by Shirley. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Rayette. Is there any other discussion? Alan? Jack?
That sounds good to me.
Okay, very good. With that, a roll call, please, Shannon.
Shirley?
Yes.
Brad?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Jack? Alan?
Okay, very good. Motion's carried, and I'll let you all get that rolling with Brooks. With that, we're going to move on to new business. This evening, number one is the Sandpoint Clinic Behavior Health Donation Request. You have a good evening, Colton.
Thanks.
We did chat this afternoon, and I was assuming the lady would be here this evening, but she's not. But we discussed, you guys seen the letter, and we chatted this afternoon, and we were chatting with a $100 donation toward the mud run. Would that be, that's good with everybody? I know she was asking for some quite excessive stuff there for a bit, and times are a little on the lean side.
I don't think people realize how much a boat haul out
costs. It could be up to
$1,000.
I think that they think, oh, it's just, but they forget that the revenue doesn't come to us when we give that $1,000 boat haul out. I mean,
25,000 miles.
Yeah, and that's another, So, if that's okay with the council, I'd entertain a motion to that effect.
I'll make a motion to donate $100 cash towards the behavioral health donation.
Very good. Motion made by Barita, $100. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Rayette. Is there any other discussion? Not hearing any. A roll call, please, Shannon.
Alan? Brett?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Jack?
Shirley? Yes.
Okay, very good. Motion carries. We're going to move on to number two. It's a financial assistance contract. And like, her name always gets, is it Arena? Or how do you say that?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
Arena.
Okay. Anyway, I'm going to let you touch on that a little bit. I know it's really a help with everything, but I'll let you touch a hair on that.
Yeah, I'll be brief and Krista can fill in. Arena helped last year with audit prep and a couple other items in the finance department. Did a little bit of training, and we're approaching here this year to help with the audit prep. I think it made it, what we did with BDO, a lot quicker. I think the audit was done in November, so that was nice, and you know, it helped Kristen and Curtis and others around the office as well. The other big project besides audit prep this year would be reorganizing the chart of accounts, and it's been suggested by auditors for years. It's not something you necessarily have to do, but it definitely seems like going forward in the future, it's something that's kind of laying the groundwork. And it would be each audit go quicker, that would make the job easier for Krista, especially when we create a new account. So it's something that we do one time and it's done.
Done,
So the contract for this year, the proposed contract is a little bit less than last year, so this is just a contractual agreement to last through December 31. One other thing I'll add in the budget is contracts are down. One thing that we considered was not having a lobbyist this year, so that'll save the city contractually. We'll see how that works out with that. But anyway, Arena is for financial assistance. You know, she'd come out again and help with the audit and take care of these other couple tasks. So it would be good for the accounting department.
Very good. Do you want to add anything to that, Krista? Okay. I've just briefly met her, and we get to meet with her in Anchorage, and I know she does help a lot, and it makes their life easier, and it helps with the learning process for the office staff, too. So that it's a good thing all the way around. And it'll be easier for Krista to, if you have all these new accounts set up, where does the money go, which place? Because I know Krista sometimes, which one does that come out of, kind of thing. And it is very confusing sometimes.
Whoever set up the program, even BDS is like, this wasn't right. You know?
Yeah, so
I don't know who set it up. But.
So that'll clear up a lot of that and make things just a little bit easier. So with that, I'd entertain a motion to approve Arena's contract for this year.
I have a question.
Sure.
It says this doesn't include airfare or travel, so if she comes out here, that costs us extra.
Yeah, that'll be out of pocket.
Well,
that's
data. We have her stay here, too.
She stayed in the apartment, before. Did she? Or was it the hotel?
She did because.
Oh, Alan,
That's why that didn't happen.
Well, we're going to be working. That's one of our next projects is to get that house a little more weatherized than before, the one in Mud Bay, so we can get that one back on the market. That'll be Ken's job after the harbor. So, what are the council's wishes?
I'll make a motion to approve the contract with Irina. What's the name?
BID Consulting.
Okay, very good. Motion's made by Cheryl and second by Rayette. Is there any other discussion? Alan? Jack? Okay, very good. With that, a roll call, please, Shannon.
Shirley?
Yes.
Jack? Rita?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Alan?
Okay, very good. Motion carries. Moving right along to number three is authorizing job description for a public safety manager. And this is all in your packet, and it's pretty straightforward, Andy. I don't think we need to... It's just setting up the groundwork for this position. So what we're looking for this evening is to approve the job description for public safety manager. What are the council's wishes?
I'll make a motion to approve the job description for the public safety manager.
Motion's been made by Rayette. Do I have a second?
Second
by Marita. And again, quickly, this is just the job description, so we get this on the table for down the line. And is there any other discussion? Did you have anything to add to that, Andy? No? Okay.
No. The position in question will be discussed.
Yeah. Very good. Roll call, please, Shannon.
Jack? Shirley?
Yes.
Alan? Marita?
Yes.
Grant?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. The next two items under new business, number four and number five, are city administrator contract and manager of public safety contract. We will be addressing those at next month's meeting. Three of you are out of town, and we haven't had the workshop wasn't fully, so we're going to, if that's okay with everybody, we'll postpone those till June. And if those dates don't look like they're going to line up too, or I was discussing with Andy, that we may try to take out a different day so we can accommodate everybody. I'd like everybody at the table when we discuss contracts, especially our main ones. So if we have to work around a fishing opening for, say, set netting or something, we'll take a look at that and talk to you guys on the phone and set those kind of things up. So we'll just postpone both the city administrator and public safety contracts to next month's meeting. With that, we'll jump to six. It's our FY16 rates of pay. It'll be a COLA increase, and everybody has those on front of them. First off, I guess we could entertain a motion to throw it on the table, and if there's any discussion after, we can go forward.
I'll make a motion to put the FY16 employee rates of pay on the table.
Okay, very good. Motion is on the table. Do I have a second?
Okay.
Second by Marita. Very good. Is there any discussion? You betcha. Go ahead, Alan.
You know, I know I've mentioned this before, and it sure would with the just a set pay increase. I sure wish we could have some sort of where, you know, maybe the basic pay increase is 1%. You could get that if you had a good manager, or maybe even five council members or something. In the standing job, and others who just kind of coast along. I think, certainly in the past, it's based on how hard you work and how much you accomplish, and it would be refreshing to see in the public, at least in our city. But
I hear you on that one, Alan. Andy, you want to make a comment? And then, go ahead, Rayette, and then Andy.
I've mentioned it before to have employee reviews annually. I think it's important. I think that it gives people something to work towards, and then also it gives supervisors an opportunity to voice their opinion on where they maybe need to improve. Gets the employee gets to think, you know, to themselves where they have strengths and where maybe they can tell their employer, hey, I don't feel like I'm as strong in this area. So I think it's something that we should look into, because Alan's right. You have some people that work really hard and everybody's going to get the same increase across the board. So I agree with Alan.
Okay. Thanks, Ray. Andy?
Yeah, these are good comments. My wife just went through that with GCI, and what they had was you could get a base, and then there's a scale of 1 to 5, and it would take into account when you started in the year, you know, you wouldn't get 3%, maybe you get 2% in terms of where, you know, depending on where you started, you know, if you're new to the job. But then you have a scale of 1 to 5, and then any, you know, built upon that base is based upon where you score in your evaluation, you know, so 1's the lowest, 5's the highest, and you can maybe get a percentage increase in that. I'll look into some of those options and come back to that.
I think it's a good idea, too. The thing I ask myself, and I think Alan's asking the same question, is who does this review? Is it the council? Is it the public head of your department? And then sometimes you get into, you're friends with the guy, and he's going to, and he don't like me. And there's, I'm just looking at the other side of it, too, and I see, but I think it's a great idea, Alan and Rayetta. I think we should look and maybe have Andy research that and see how maybe you can check with some other companies and maybe some cities to see if they, how they deal with doing that. But you're right, Alan. There's some that make coast and some that work their tails off that don't always get their just desserts out of the deal. So if you would, Andy, maybe make a note to that one and we can take a look-see on that. Any other comments, Cheryl?
You know, we have the pay scales for each position. Is there a max on them?
You know, I don't.
Is there a what?
You know, do they reach a max?
Well, the scale that I've seen,
it goes so far
in the range.
We have about one person that's come close, I think, to that.
Yeah, and you know, unless you redefine the job description, call them, you know, operator 3 or something like that. That's something to look at, though.
Because I know in my position, that's how, you know, we get raised every so many months, like. And then once you reach the max, then that's where you are, and the only thing you get after that is COLA increases.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So once you reach the highest level of the pay for that position, there's no more raises unless it's a cost of living raise, which, you know, could be a few cents here or there.
Oh, they don't do percentages?
No. Well, like, when I first started, I think after I worked 6 months, then I got a step increase.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, maybe once a year, then sometimes every year and a half, and then you reach a max point, but then other than that, the cost of living is a little different because we get a federal COLA on top.
Okay. Anybody else?
And I've never had anybody evaluate me, but I know my boss gets evaluated all the time.
Uh-huh.
From somebody in Anchorage, so I've never had to go through that.
Okay. Well, we're all kind of speaking. Did you have anything you'd like to add to that, or?
I think it's a good thing and a bad thing.
Good.
It has its
downfalls. Okay. Well, we're all chatting a little bit on this. Jack, did you have anything you wanted to add to that before we put this to a vote?
My mute button here, Glenn. But I was just going to say that I know early on, too, when budgets were tight and whatnot, and I don't know what the laws are, but, you know, it seemed like we're doing this course every year,
And it doesn't seem like I remember doing it over here when I was on the council, so I just... business goes up and the fishing goes down, it's something we're going to have to look at. Is there, you know, is it that? And we're talking about things are getting tough. And like I said, I remember a time, it wasn't every year. And I just put that forward.
Okay.
To the council, think about.
Thanks, Jack. I think, and I don't, God, it's been a while, but I think we did put a freeze. And we can do that, I guess, down the road, but if things get come, we actually put a freeze on pay raises one time for a couple, I might have been 2 years, because things got tough, Jack, and so, but yes, definitely can look at that. With that, is there any other discussion? And Andy, you will delve into some other deals there.
Yeah, Mayor Bates paid.
Yeah. Okay. With that, any other discussion? And not hearing any, a roll call vote, please, Shannon.
Marita?
Am I voting for
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, motion was made by Riette and second by Marita.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Just put it on the table.
Was
mm-hmm.
it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Then we need a motion to adopt. I'm sorry. I thought.
A motion to approve.
Approve, yes, yeah. Okay, with that clarification, thanks, Shirley. Motion was put on the table for discussion. With that, we need a motion to approve. What are the council's wishes?
One quick question.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So when was the last time they got a 3% pay increase?
Last year.
Yeah, it was last year.
Yes, we did vote. This council did vote a COLA last year, yes.
Tough one. Jack threw up some good questions in there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get cost of living everywhere. I don't know. Okay.
If we approve this, can we, like, if we want to change it, maybe adjust
well,
it? Or?
Well, if it's approved, the COLA will go into effect for the year.
Right.
And then it wouldn't be dealt with until.
Right.
Correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you guys want to, are you able to do anything before the next meeting?
Oh, this. For the
see, because
be
this
quick,
that's
especially having evaluations,
right?
That
wouldn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Our budget for next year includes this.
That it includes this,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's there,
yeah.
Okay.
With that, I still need a motion if you guys want to go there.
I'll make a motion to approve the 3% COLA.
Okay.
For next year.
For 16.
Yeah.
Okay, FY16. Motion's been made by Cheryl to approve the COLA increase for FY16. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Marita. Now, is there any further discussion that we haven't discussed already on the first portion? Not hearing any, a roll call vote, please. Shannon?
Marita?
Yes.
Grant?
Yes.
Alan? Shirley?
Yes.
Jack?
Okay, very good. Motion carries. Andy, I guess we'll do some research and see how to address this, and maybe if things keep following the trend, we may need to sit and discuss this next year at this time.
Yeah, I think there'll be many union contracts out there. So, you know,
that, well, yeah, that's
kind of using an example, and we're not unionized, obviously, but
right.
I think there'll be some things that we can look at.
Yeah,
for sure. But yeah, it does. The biggest thing is it's going to have to include evaluation, probably from department heads.
Dave,
if you go back in our personnel records, we used to do them when Alvin was here. So if you go back there, the forms are in there. I mean, it was put in our personnel records every year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good. Thanks. Okay, with that, we're going to jump right down to number 7 is Primera Renewal Authorization. This is pretty much straightforward. We had a little discussion with we were in not here, but Andy has informed us we're looking at a 1.8% increase, which is absolutely wonderful. We're just a comparison with the school district, we're looking at a 22%, and we're trying to figure out what the difference is, but there may be a lot of differences because they're two separate entities that do different things and whatnot. But anyway, we're at 1.8, and simply we're here for a renewal of our of the whole system for our group. Is that correct, Andy?
Yes, and I did look into, I had the broker look into other plans, and this was not
by
only
far
the escalation cost quite good. It also the travel benefits were better with this because it's a grand public plan, and keeping council members on as non-paid employees was good too. So.
Okay, with that, thanks, Andy. With that, I'd entertain a motion for renewal of our Primera insurance.
I'll make a motion to renew our Primera insurance.
Okay, motion's been made by Riette. Do I have a second?
Second
by Marita. Is there any other discussion? Alan?
No.
Okay. Jack, any discussion? Okay, very good. With that, roll call vote, please, Shannon.
Alan? Riette?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Motion carries. Moving on to number 8 on new business is the long-term disability. Andy, I'm going to let you chat with that. We did talk about it a little bit at the workshop, and it sounds like a great idea, but I'll let you hit that for the folks that are on the phone.
Yeah, well...
And Riette, I'm sorry, you were here too.
Yeah, I just looking at, we're really looking at the healthcare in the last month or two with city council meetings. I'm looking at other plans, other communities, and other businesses, and most offer some form of disability these days, especially, my wife is pregnant, she was on disability for those 4 weeks. But we don't offer anything like that, and talking with our broker, it seemed like long-term disability would be a great thing to have for employees. It's a pretty low-cost added benefit. If someone, God forbid, has some sort of emergency or procedure and they're disabled, this would pay up until they're Social Security eligible. So at $4,300, that's less than, it's about $180 per employee, and cover a lot of employees. So I know we don't like the adding cost, but I think this is a pretty low cost benefit for employees. For consideration. And it's accounted for in this draft budget too, but more of a council's consideration.
Okay. With that, what are the council's wishes?
So this is what we pay the employee, doesn't pay anything. Does anything come out of their pay?
No. What it would do is pay 60% of their wages, or $6,000. Someone was capped at $6,000.
Yeah.
The insurance. Employment and the insurance.
Could I know you said how much a month was it? About per employee?
Well, that would be a year.
Per year.
Oh, per year.
Yes. The premium would be $4,000.
Right. Yeah. I know it's not a large amount of money that's going to make a difference. I was just thinking, is it something that the employee could cover instead of the city covering for the employee? Just because we pay 100% of their health care, we pay cost of living adjustments. I know it's not a large amount, but
aren't they going to pay part of their life
starting
in July 1? They'll be paying the 25.
Oh,
yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. So that'll be $650 a year for.
And I haven't researched it. It may be cheaper for someone individually to get long-term disability insurance.
I would say not.
So this is the annual premium, right?
Correct. Yes.
$4,267.
Mm-hmm. I know it's nothing. Pennies.
But if they get hurt, they're covered by this. They'll be getting so much a month from this insurance policy, not from our
health insurance.
Not from our payroll.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It'd be separate. Mm-hmm. You can't beat it in actuality. Yeah. It's a good thing.
For you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, with that, what are the council's wishes?
I'll make a motion to do the long-term disability policy.
Okay, motion's been made by Shirley. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Rayette. Is there any further discussion? Not hearing any, a roll call vote, please.
Jack? Shirley?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Maria.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Motion carries. Thank you. We'll get that rolling. Moving on next to the travel lift, and I know Moon's not here, but we did have the gentleman come out and inspect the travel lift. In your packet, you can see that. There is an attachment for what it's going to cost to do what they're saying, and again, it's $7,400. When we come down to it, it's a small price to pay when you're carting a $3 million boat around, if not more, on some of them. And we've always been at the top end of that, making sure that that machine is always taken care of. And I think it's a small price to pay. And if I'm correct, it's in the budget. Monies are available to cover that cost. So with that, what are the council's wishes?
I'll make a motion to approve estimate
harbor repairs on
the
travel
lift. Repairs for the travel lift, yes.
Very good, thank you. Motion's been made by Rayette. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Shirley. Is there any further discussion? Not hearing any. Can we have a roll call vote, please, Shannon?
Alan? Rayette?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Jack? Shirley?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. We'll take care of that and get that rolling and on order, and the gentleman's going to come out and assist with taking care of that and getting them all taken care of. So, moving on to number 10, it's the FD Dolphin Settlement Agreement and Release. And Andy, I'm going to turn this one over to you.
Okay. Well, this is... I think this was a year in the making by the time I joined the
Point,
but it was related to the dolphin hitting the new harbor and creating the damage down there. And so McGowan came out and fixed that. I think we're still waiting for a water line to be fixed, or maybe it has been fixed. There's lots of stuff to ask. But anyway, the 90% of the damage has been repaired. We were just waiting on that to finally come to a settlement agreement and trying to get the dolphin for those repairs. And the settlement's for $15,000, which in a large part represents lost revenue to the city while some of the part of that harbor was out of commission. So just a couple days ago, we got this release. I guess they've been sitting on it until the repairs were done, but there's release and settlement agreement from Trident's lawyers to settle with the city. The way we've kind of approached it in this meeting is we can go ahead and look at the mayor signing this release contingent upon the inspection passing muster with the administration with the harbor staff, just to make sure those repairs have been done. And we'll probably have to wait until we need to get back anyway. He's the one, I think, with the most historical knowledge of the damage and what happened there. But this is pretty standard release form, according to Brooks, the city attorney. And she says, yes, we agree that the damages have been remedied.
Right. Okay, very good. Thanks, Andy. What are the council's wishes?
I'll make a motion to authorize the mayor to sign the proposed settlement agreement and release condition on the work passing inspection by the administration and harbor staff.
Very good. Thank you, Shirley. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Rayette. Is there any further discussion? I know it's a Bold Arbor thing. I'll call upon Alan. Did you have any further discussion?
No, sir.
Okay. Jack? Okay, he's having trouble with mute. Nothing else here? Okay, with that, I have a roll call, please, Shannon.
Shirley?
Yes.
Jack? Marita?
Yes.
Grant?
Yes.
Alan?
Okay, very good. Thank you. We're going to, at this point, turn it over to public comments, and I see we got two gentlemen, nothing here and nothing there. Okay, thank you very much. That's short and sweet. We're going to jump right into council comments. I'm going to take one from the phone and start with Jack. Did you have anything this evening?
I like the idea that King Crab seating program, I can say that, and then I know... might probably not do anymore, but good job to her too, and congratulations. So that's all I have.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Jack. I'm going to jump right up here to Rayette.
Question: is the city playground going to be flooded at all? I'm asking because I had my kids on it the other day,
yeah.
And there was a ream of rusted nails sticking out, and I was thinking, right by the swing, I was thinking, oh wow, nothing like a little tetanus. And then also, I see you don't have any geotechs for the bottom, and you might want to consider asking the tribe about putting that down before the tribe has some rolls.
We actually have some. Yeah, we got some.
Okay, well anyway, before you put that in,
on.
But it sure would be nice to have. For the summer, especially.
Okay. Get the whip out for Dave. Are we not going to have any be tugging at his hair pretty soon?
Dave needs some input.
I know. I was saying.
Well,
okay.
Then I was thinking when the harbor crew is done with their boat stuff, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've got a couple
more people, yeah.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Good point. And point taken, so we'll add that to the list. Yeah.
Yeah, I picked up the nails. We cleaned up around there when we were down.
They're gone.
I picked them up last week.
Okay, very good. And we're going to jump back to the phone, Alan.
I have anything tonight.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Alan. We'll jump right back up here to Cheryl.
I would like to know if you're still advertising for a fire chief. Is it posted?
I think, is it? It was. Is it still up?
Is
not?
To step into position.
John keeps saying he's actively looking.
He is, and he may have a lead on somebody. So he said he'll have something.
I don't see anything posted, you know. Come on.
Yeah, well, then we can take care of that.
A lot of...
Would you add that to your list?
Boards and down, like the post office
store. We can get on that, not a problem. Anything else, Shirley? Oh, go ahead, Rhea.
I was just going to say, we might even consider sending somebody to some form of training, just if it's somebody who doesn't have. Maybe that will entice them, you know, because people don't want to jump into a role that they're not comfortable doing. So.
Yeah, and as you know, we did kudos to everybody. Sound like things, I mean, not that you look for, I heard it went well with what happened. So even with happened to run here and there, and it still went, I heard, pretty well. So, and that's all volunteer folks. It was amazingly hot. I wonder what was causing it. There was an old trailer inside. I'm wondering if that was what was burning.
That and all the walls and ceiling were birch and cedar.
Oh.
She cooked.
Yeah, I know. I can see it.
100 feet from it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Very good. Back to Shirley.
And I heard a couple of people went down there after late at night with the fire truck to get pour more water on it.
Because it came back? I didn't.
Because it was,
It fire was truck was there all night.
Burning the grass around there.
Yeah, the fire truck was parked there all night long.
How?
Well, the full tank.
And somebody was in it watching?
No, John said he was gonna, the chief was the one that was gonna stay up and watch it.
There was two individuals. One was a person who lived in the neighborhood that said they got somebody to get in the fire truck and put more water on the fire because it was coming along the grassy area towards the house. And they had called 911 first and were told that the officers were done for the night. Nobody else was coming back.
I will. I'll follow up with John on that one. Anything else? To
no.
Okay.
Just would like to see it posted. You know, maybe we'll somebody might say, "Hey."
Add that to your to-do list, Jenna.
I might be able to do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Very good. Thanks, Shirley. And we will end with Marita.
No comment.
Okay. Well.
The martyrs will be missed.
Oh my word! They don't know it until next year. But with that, thank you guys, and I would entertain a motion of adjournment.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Motion's been made by Rayette. Do we have a second?
Second.
Very good. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you guys.